Safe Mart.
Dope FM.
Hey everybody, this is Chase March, and thanks for tuning in to Know Your History. This is your monthly dose of hip-hop knowledge, where we get to celebrate all that is hip-hop. Last episode, we talked about how hip-hop is indeed a culture. This episode, I would like to talk about the four elements that comprise this culture. I know you probably know them. Some of you might say that there are more than four. But indeed, this culture was based around these four elements. So, I'd like to start off with a track. This track is by Merce. It's off his album, Merce for President. And it's totally fitting for a history show because he goes through hundreds of years of history in here. I don't know if I agree with everything that he's saying on this track, but it's really interesting when he gets to the part of the birth of hip-hop culture. So listen to it. And we'll talk about it when we come back. This is Merce, The Science.
So I'm at the barbershop, and we're talking about this new generation of hip-hop and how lost y'all are, man. But y'all don't have no science. So here you go. The systematic knowledge of the physical world gained through observation and experimentation, usually beginning with a hypothesis of what some may call an estimation. Record your results from a series of tests, and what you're left with is a theory at best. Now let me give my hypothesis an educated guess on why my people on the whole seem to be such a mess.
Genocide.
The deliberate extermination of a race, culture, or an entire nation. Centuries ago they brought us here on a boat, enslaved us, beat us till our spirit was broke. Then they gave us freedom and a little bit of hope. Then they killed our leaders and they gave us dope.
Crack.
From the CIA by way of Nicaragua, shipped to Rick Ross, he's the black godfather. Now Oscar Blandone was his known supplier. He snitched on Rick so that he could retire. Ratted on Ricky so he got out quickly. Now this is where the situation gets a little sticky. Not a citizen of the USA. He was released and got hired by the DEA. Then he got his green card from the INS. But that should never happen due to previous arrest. See, our government seems to think that there is a difference between powder cocaine and crack. For instance, you get 5 years for 5 grams of crack, but in the powder form you have 100 times that. Now who has the rock and who has the powder? Who's the oppressed and who has the power? They want you to fail so you wind up in jail. You know how much they make while you're sitting in that cell? Billions of dollars for inmate facilities. You sell yourself back into slavery willingly. It's not black and white, it's so much more. It's rich staying rich and the poor staying poor. The poor whites meth, the poor blacks crack. It's not about race, and once you realize that, we as a nation are free to move on and become one people, a movement strong.
Jumping this size,
mercy.
Jumping this size,
mercy. Is a scientist.
Size where they drop bombs.
Mercy.
Jumping this size,
mercy.
Jumping this size,
mercy.
Jumping this size where they drop bombs.
Slaves.
Now black people weren't the first to be enslaved. We were just the first to be treated this way. No education, you were killed if you could read. So you hid your intellect if you wanted to succeed. And what happens to a lie when you're living it? You lose sight of who you are and start forgetting it. So many of us to this day act ignorant, a mere shadow of our former magnificence.
Welfare.
No independence. We become victims dependent on the system. Looking for a handout, waiting on some help. Dwelling on the past, feeling sorry for yourself. But you do what you can to make it out the trap. And that right there is the origin of rap. It wasn't always played on every radio station. It was us making the best out of a bad situation. Inner city schools stopped teaching us instruments. We took turntables and start flipping it. Stole electricity from the streetlights, plugged it into a system and made the beat hype. There was a mic, but MCs weren't ruling. It was more about what the DJ was doing. He'd say a few words go, to keep the party moving. The B-boys dancing to the breaks and the grooves. And the break was the part where the record broke down, where it was just a drum and a couple of sounds. You had two records, you could go back and forth to keep the groove going, cause the break was so short. Now if that ain't science, I don't know what is. The
ingenuity of these young black kids. The Bronx, New York, Sedgwick and Cedar. Cool Herc birthed hip-hop, true believers.
Theory.
Adversity produces opportunity. Anything's accomplished through strength and unity. The fate of the world is in the hip-hop community. The revolution's here and now with you and me.
Dropping this song.
Mercy.
Dropping this song.
Mercy. Is a scientist.
Dropping this song. Signs where they drop bombs.
Mercy.
Dropping this song.
Mercy.
Dropping this song.
Mercy.
Dropping this song. Signs where they drop bombs.
Mercy is a scientist.
Supreme.
Yeah, that was The Science by Merce. Really dope track right there. Gotta give it up for him. I really like how he talks about the whole origin of rap there. And it's pretty interesting. He says it was us making the best out of a bad situation. And just taking what we had, which was really not a lot, and making a whole art form and a whole culture out of that. So that's what he's talking about there. And I like how he really touches on the history behind these four elements. Because he says, there was a mic, but MCs weren't ruling. It was more about what the DJ was doing. So yeah, the DJ is the first element of hip-hop, DJing. And he even talks about how DJs did their craft by extending the break. And he says the break was the part where the record broke down, where it was just a drum and a couple of sounds. Because DJs figured out that that was the part that people like dancing to the best. And since it's called the break, that's why we have break dancing. So the first two elements of hip hop are DJing and break dancing. That leaves the fourth element of hip hop, which is graffiti art. And graffiti art was popular for a little while, and then it seemed to kind of fade it away from mass media attention. So it's probably the least understood of all the four elements that compose hip-hop culture, but it is a major one that can't be left out. And there was a group in the early 90s called The Artifacts that talked about graffiti art quite a bit in their rhymes, and you can hear some shaking of spray paint cans in the background. So graffiti art is part of hip-hop, and it is part of the culture. Now, I know myself that I can DJ a little bit, I can MC pretty good, I can't dance, and I certainly can't do graffiti art. So as being part of the culture doesn't necessarily mean you have to do all four things. And like I said before, some people say that there are more than four elements of hip-hop. But for today, we're sticking with these four. These are four of the foundation of hip-hop. And let's focus on the fourth one for a little bit while longer, graffiti art. So I want to play the song. It's called Wrong Side of the Tracks by The Artifacts. And we'll be back with more Know Your History after this.
I got a fat ass can of Ultra Black Light.
Yo, you about to go make this pass.
I'm passing right now, kid. I got some business in my pocket. Don't
pass on me in a second.
I'm out to bomb like Vietnam, under the same name, Tame One, the bad one, ink flow master bastard with a magnum. I tags up quick, and then I steps to the exit when it's time to get sifted, or flex on some fresh shit, some whack crook. So my black book, I know who took it. I know it's so tagged because the fag writes his name crooked. The ink I use might stink, but you gotta think I got my props, hops, cause my tags don't shrink. I'm tagging and bagging bitches cause my name is famous in the street, cause they know my name's from cruising in the Jeeps. So yo, grab a can and put your man up and stand up for the fresh, never stale niggas off the third rail. Deep
dark and black like the Magnum on my back. It's that artifacts chat from the wrong side of the track.
The artifacts from the wrong side of the tracks. The artifacts from the wrong side. The artifacts from the wrong side of the tracks. The artifacts from the wrong side.
I load my backpack with spray paint cigar, cause the spark the tagging up a trip. I catch the path, take a trip to the train yard to think back when I used to write that shit that used to hit. Had all the mad color tips. Breaking was my thing, I used to spin the back. I never thought I'd spin the wax with tracks to make your hands clap. I could've went the other way, but no how. I got my dap on the mat with the big down to a spray cap. Niggas used to doubt my clout, but now I turn them out. They shout my shit about town like they wanna be down. Avoid the crabs and wanna stab me in the back. Enough of that, watch the third rail track, cause I don't wanna get zapped. Pieces to burn to show my name, no shame. Don't wanna put the blame down on my nigga tame. Brothers don't wanna see me grow to get my cash flow. I have the remorse, so check me out in the source.
The artifacts from the wrong side of the tracks. The artifacts from the wrong side. The artifacts from the wrong side of the tracks. The artifacts from the wrong side. The artifacts from the wrong side of the tracks. The artifacts from the wrong side. The artifacts from the wrong side of the tracks. The artifacts from the wrong side.
I burn my name up quick like a tie. As red as my eyes get, I still rocks the fly shit. That was some ultra flat black, catch a wreck in a sec. Wet paint ain't shit when I'm on the set. I'm live like the third rail, on time like the pap train. The name Tame alone got fame, so fuck a last name. I tax mad when I drag a fat jacketism, coming out with new additions like Mike Bivens. I get a sticker from my nigga with the back of him. Write my name on him, then I peel off the back of him. And stick him to victims of underground systems. If the toys bring the noise, me and my boys are gonna diss him. In conclusion, don't snooze when two niggas from New Jersey kick the mag graffiti slurs or kick the fakes to the curb. The artifacts jack, bringing the artifact back. Some seem to forget about the error that caught wreck. So remember this agenda when you slip in to enter the artifact zone, cause graffiti's still prone to kick ass, pizzazz, last time we tag. Why is that black? Because the whack jack was known as a fag. So don't cross the path, that's a gat to your back. The artifacts out, wrong side of the tracks.
The artifacts from the wrong side of the tracks. The artifacts from the wrong side. The artifacts from the wrong side of the tracks. The artifacts from the wrong side. The artifacts from the wrong side of the tracks. The artifacts from the wrong side. The artifacts from the wrong side of the tracks. The artifacts from the wrong side.
What is it, man? I got 20 foot burgers, man.
Yo, that's how it is.
That's definitely, definitely an anthem for all the graph writers out there. Yeah, and they were called writers. And some of the terminology you can hear in that song about graffiti art is, like, he first starts off, Tame one of the two members of the group says, "I'm out to bomb like Vietnam under the same name Tame One." What he's really saying there is, "I'm about to paint a wall with my name, Tame One." And his next line, it calls himself an ink flow master. A tag's up quick and then a step to the exit. So tags are quickly writing your name on a wall somewhere. And obviously you wouldn't use your government name. So Tame One would be his name, and he would get well known from having different styles of his name up all over the city. And of course, further in the verse, he says that they know my name's from cruising in the Jeeps. So yo, grab a can and put your man up and stand up. Nice, right? So he's basically telling you, yeah, you know my name, you know, so why don't you go out there so we can know your name? And then he even goes on about dissing the people that can't really do the graffiti art or just tagging up whack stuff, because once again, it is an art. There's a whole aesthetic vibe to tagging. You can't just write your name up sloppy. You got to use color, you got to have style, you have to have your own style. And if you don't have that, you're called a toy. So they diss toys up there like we diss whack MCs. And it's interesting because they talk about how they use the spray paint. You can hear the spray paint sounds in there and all the terminology. Once again, Tame One says tagging up a train, because that was one of the best ways to get your name known. Not only that, the trains travel out of where you were and go across the town. Every time I get stuck by a train, I look to see if there's tags, and there still is. And there's some great, great art that zooms by you on the train. So it's really nice to see that. Also, this probably should be a hip-hop anthem because these guys are really living the four elements of hip-hop. Tame One says, "Breaking was my thing, I used to spin the back. I never thought I'd spin the wax with tracks to make your hands clap." So, he's a graffiti artist. This whole song is about the visual artistic process while he's rapping it. So, he's visual arts, graffiti, and he's talking about breakdancing there. He's got, so far, he's got the three of them. And he says, "I'd spin the wax." So, I have to check into that further to see if Tame One actually is a DJ as well. But he is living the culture and he's familiar with all the four elements and he's talking about it. So even if you're not into graffiti art and you just want to, you just like the DJing or the rapping or the dancing, I really think you should look at it a little more closely. I love the way writers, because that's what they call themselves, I love the way writers can play with the letters and bend them almost so they're not recognizable anymore. You almost have to look really, really closely to be able to see what's going on there. El DeSensei raps in here too, says he burns his name up quick, and talking about their black book, because artists would actually do sketches a lot with marker in their black book before they would bomb or tag a wall. So, very, very interesting track that tells us all about hip-hop and the graffiti culture. So far we have had a song about the history of the culture, how it started with the DJ, how MCs weren't ruling. We talked about the break of the record and how that sprang forth from the DJs playing the part that people like to dance to, spawning forth into breakdancing, and of course MCing. And when we talk about MCing and we talk about great MCs, one of the first names we have to say is Rakim. Eric B and Rakim, you gotta give it up for the old school Rakim. He's gotta be one of the most sampled, quoted lyricists. And say what you want to say about him. He may have lost some of that earlier hunger. His later stuff might not be as good, but this is definitely a classic that I'm going to drop for you right now. I know you got soul, and we want to talk about all the rhymes he's got in there about MC and about writing rhymes as opposed to writing your name on the wall. So let's go back to the second element, MCing. This is Know Your History. I'm Chase March. We'll be right back after this song.
It's been a long time, I shouldn't have left you without a strong rhyme and step to. Think of how many weak shows you slept through. Time's up, I'm sorry I kept you. Thinking of this, you keep repeating your miss. The rhyme from the microphone soloist. So you sit by the radio and on the dial soon. As you hear it, pump up the volume. Dance with the speaker till you hear it blow. Then plug in a headphone, cause here it go. It's a four-letter word when it's heard to control your body to dance. So, dot text a tempo like a red alert. Reaches your reflex and let it work. When this is playing, you can't get stuck with the steps. So can say, and I'ma still come up with a gift to be swift. Follow the leader, the rhyme will go deaf with the record that was mixed a long time ago. It could be done, but only I could do it. For those that could dance and clap your hands to it. I start to think, and then I sink into the paper like I was ink. When I'm writing, I'm trapped in between the line. I escape when I finish the rhyme. I got soul, soul, soul. Empty. A beat like this might tempt me to pose, show my rings in my fat gold chain. Grab the mic like I'm on Soul Train, but I wait, cause I master this. Let the others go first so the brothers don't miss. Eric B break the sticks.
You got it!
Rakim will begin when you make the mix. I'll experiment like a scientist. You wanna rhyme? You gotta sign my list. Cause I'ma manifest and bless the mic I'll hold. You want an X? Then you gotta have soul. Cause if you ain't got it, I'ma make an encore. Take the mic, make the people respond for the cause that's the way it'll have to be. If you wanna get on after me, think about it, wait, erase your rhyme, forget it, and don't waste your time. Cause I'll be in the crowd if you ain't controlling it. Drop the mic, you shouldn't be holding it. This is how it should be done. This style is identical to none. Some try to make it sound like this, but you're getting me. So upset that I'm wet cause you're sweating me. I drip steam like a microphone fiend. Ego to MC is my theme. I get hype when I hear a drum roll. Rock him is on the mic, and you know I got soul.
You got it. You got it.
Say my name. First of all, I'm the soloist, the soul controller. Rakim gets stronger as I get older. Constant elevation causes expansion. I write my rhymes while I cool in my mansion. They put it on tape and in the city I test it. Then on the radio, the R's requested. You listen to it, the concept might break you. Cause almost anyone can relate to. Whoever's out of hand, I'ma give them handles. Light them up, blow them out like candles. Or should I just let them melt? To give them a hand so they can see how I felt. I'm not bold just cause I rock gold. Rock cameras on the mic, and you know I got soul.
Soul, soul, soul. You got, you got, you got it. You got, you got, you got it.
To see what you got. Get off the mic before it get too hot. I wanna see which posse can dance the best. It should be easy cause the beat is fresh. Now feel from uptown, Brooklyn bound, the Bronx, Queens, or Long Island Sound. Even other states come right and exact. It ain't where you're from, it's where you're at. Since you came here, you have to show and prove. And do that dance until it don't move. That's all you need is soul, self-esteem, and release. The rest is up to you. Rock him or say peace.
Yeah, that was Eric B. and Rakim. I know you got soul. Rakim on the microphone, Eric B. on the production DJ tip. And you know what? Rakim has to be one of the best MCs out there. And just going from how many times he's been quoted by other rappers is one thing. But I wanted to play this song in particular because he talks a lot about the writing process and about what it means to be an MC. I like in the second verse he says, "Picture a mic, the stage is empty. A beat like this might tempt me." Going back to how the DJ sparks everything. The DJ plays a break. It's going to tempt the breakdancers to get up and dance to it. And it tempts the MCs to get up and rhyme to it. So Rakim wants to grab the mic like I'm on Soul Train, which was a popular show in television, and it featured dancers and live performances. Interestingly enough, a little bit later, he says, "I'ma make an encore, take the mic, make the people respond for the R, because that's the way it'll have to be." So he's talking about how he hypes up the crowd. I like one of his other lyrics. He says, "MC means to move the crowd." So he takes the whole job of MCing, meaning master of ceremonies, and take it to so that he's moving the crowd. This kind of placed the importance from the DJ shifted to the MC, and that's kind of where it is still now in hip-hop culture. But speaking about the writing process, I really like how he talks about it, and this is a very, very well-known line. Mos Def spit it to pay homage to Rakim, and it's just beautifully poetic, so I want to quote that here too. Yeah, Rakim says, "I start to think, and then I sink into the paper. Like I was ink, when I'm writing, I'm trapped in between the lines. I escape when I finish the rhyme." Man, that is beautiful right there. It's pretty interesting to talk about too, because like he's trapped by the rhyme, and that just goes to show you what MCs do at their best. They're just in the zone. It's just all about rhyming, entertaining the crowd, and you're not done until you're done. Amazing. Pretty cool. And he talks about how MCs obviously don't want to go on after him because he just wrecks it. And he says, think about it, wait, erase your rhyme, forget it, and don't waste your time, because I'll be in the crowd if you ain't controlling it. Drop the mic, you shouldn't be holding it. Now, I'm sure anyone new to hip-hop, anyone familiar with hip-hop knows that line. I've heard that scratched by plenty of DJs plenty of times over lots of MCs' tracks. And it's nice to see the passion that Rakim has. Later in the song, he says, eager to MC is my theme. I get hype when I hear a drum roll. Rakim is on the mic, and you know I got soul. So just talking about how the whole job of MCing is to be able to say something powerful, to move the crowd, to say it in a rhyme, to put together wordplay, and to make it sound nice. Of course, a little bit later, he says, I write my rhyme while I cool in my mansion, then put it on tape, and in the city I test it, then on the radio the R's were crested. You listen to it, the concept might break you, because anyone can relate to. And that's the whole job of MCing right there. You want people to relate to what you're saying. You want them to be able to feel your lyrics, but to understand what you're saying. And that's what I think hip-hop is about. It's about understanding. It's about communicating as a culture and as a community. It's about getting your message heard. And that's why hip-hop is powerful. We have a lot of power in this culture. Voices that wouldn't normally have been heard have been heard. Silent voices that would never have been heard have been seen. And so it's about connecting with the audience. And whether you're doing that loud because a DJ's scratching and turning the sound system up, whether you're doing it loud because an MC is screaming the DJ's name over the track to hype up the crowd, or whether the rapper is rapping about himself and the way he rhymes and about anything else that he sees or experiences. And of course, once again, this can all be done silently by the graffiti artist who paints his name wherever he can find a spot. And it's great to see that names can travel out of the community, because not only can we see graffiti online and in magazines, but now we can see it in trains and a lot of other different venues, which is very, very cool. So once again, what have we learned today? We've learned that hip-hop is based around four elements. And those elements are DJing. The DJ was the one that started this whole culture. The DJ liked to play the break, and that was the part where the record broke down, where it was just a drum and a couple of sounds, as Merce said at the top. And the DJs, of course, noticed that people like to break to that. They like to dance to that, so therefore came breakdancing. And as DJs got a little more intricate with their tricks, they needed an MC to hype up the crowd. DJs didn't really have time to get on the mic anymore. They were so busy with their hands on the turntables, using it as an instrument, and using the mixers to manipulate sounds, the MCs got on and started hyping up the crowd. And then pretty soon, MCs' rhymes got longer and more elaborate, and it shifted from the DJ, who was the original, to the MC. And hip-hop is still kind of that focus right now, where it's on the MC. But we need to remember these four elements, and we really need to celebrate them, because it's amazing what graffiti writers can do and what breakdancers can do. I know I can't do that. I can DJ, I can MC, but I respect the other two elements that I can't really do. And I love the artistry behind them, and I think you should too. It's really important to celebrate what we have and what we've accomplished with hip-hop. So I hope you're enjoying this series. Remember that we come to you every week on Dope FM with the best hip-hop mix shows and artist interviews, and that I'm coming to you once a month with the history segments. This has been Know Your History, Episode 2, The Four Elements. Hope you've enjoyed it. I'll see you next week on Dope FM, and I'll see you next month for Episode 3. This is Chase March, and you better know your history. Focus on this.
Chase March.
If you don't know your history, I know your fate. Dope. FM. 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 FM.